time to have our monthly visit with the Community Foundation of Lorain County, peoplewhocare.org, and here to talk about that, Laura Malone. Good morning, Laura. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Oh, great. Excited for Toni Morrison Day tomorrow,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So as some of you may be aware, February 18th is Toni Morrison Day. The Community Foundation participated in helping to make that an official state holiday in honor of our hometown heroine, Toni Morrison, and that is tomorrow we'll be celebrating. We've just wrapped up the Toni Morrison Essay Contest for Young People. I got to serve as a judge in that essay contest, and you know the stories that came from the kids were just amazing. It was a very challenging decision to be able to score those essays, but we're looking forward to that celebration of Toni Morrison and the students that participated in that essay contest tomorrow as part of our celebration of February's Black History Month.
And I know tomorrow we'll have more with the Lorain Public Library System as well as Britt from over at the Community Foundation regarding those who have won or the essay contest, a little bit about that. So we'll get more into details on that for tomorrow. But speaking of kids, I don't know if they have to fill out essays, more like a form for scholarships, right?
That's correct.
Tell me
yes.
about that.
Scholarship season is wrapping up. The deadline for that is March 1st. So, you know, for those that are in that application process, you know, you still have I's to dot and T's to cross, you want to go ahead and work on getting those finished. For those that, you know, I tend to have a little bit of a procrastination streak. So for those that are like me, you know, it's time to get cracking because a lot of times you need letters from teachers and other supporters in that scholarship process. You know, the great thing about the scholarship program here at the Community Foundation is it is a single-step application process. So if you think of last year or, you know, last summer with our celebration, we had awarded, you know, scholarships to 72 new students and 76 renewal students, and a lot of that came through a single application process. So if you go on our website, peoplewhocare.org, and you go to apply and scholarships, you can go on to the scholarship application process there and apply now. And what that'll do is that will take that single application and match you to any scholarships that the student may be a candidate for. And then those students that are candidates for each individual scholarship will be evaluated in April, and that selection process is usually by the end of May. So it's a great time to go ahead and, you know, if you're a student, having that single application rather than having to fill out 50 different applications for 50 scholarships is a huge time saver. So we definitely encourage folks to go ahead and finish that scholarship process by, you know, the end of March 1st.
How dare you make it so easy? You can't, there's no way to get around that. It's one application and you have all the potential for all the different scholarships. That makes it really great.
Yeah, and we actually, you know, for anyone that may be listening that's part of the Avon and Lorain school districts, if you have a student that is going into education that wants to become a teacher, we had a significant estate gift that came to us that has specifically created a really, really nice scholarship for graduates from Avon and Lorain that are looking to go into education. So that is one definitely that I want to give a special shout out to because it is a very, very lucrative scholarship for those looking to go into education that are graduates or will be graduates from Avon or Lorain.
We're talking this morning with Laura Malone from the Community Foundation. You have an engagement seminar coming up. Tell me about that.
Yes. So we have a contract that we've had for a number of years, a collaboration that we've had for a number of years with Business Volunteers Unlimited, and February 25th is going to be our nonprofit board engagement seminar, and that is going to be via Zoom from 9:30 to 10:30 on February 25th. I do want to point out that this is not just for nonprofit staff. It's also for nonprofit board members. So if you work for a nonprofit or if you're on the board of a nonprofit or if you're interested in getting engaged on the board of a nonprofit, This is a great thing to register for as part of that learning capacity. So you can go to peoplewhocare.org, and under resources, you will see our event registration tab, and it is right there front and center on our event registration tab, and that's February 25th from 9:30 to 10:30 on Zoom.
It's very beneficial because, you know, sometimes people become members of a board, but they're not really sure what their role is or how much impact they can have, and this will give a demonstration and understanding of what you can do as a board member.
Yeah, and I think there's folks that are interested in getting engaged in the community. They don't know where to begin. So being able to be part of this process, too, and to be able to see some of the other players, you know, find different ways that you can get connected. If you're looking to get connected in the community, it can be a great tool in that respect as well.
Right. Speaking of connecting, I see just off your Facebook page, you got one of those neighbor nights going on tonight.
So that is going to be our neighbor night that is going on. And I believe that is going to be via Zoom, given everything that's going on.
Yeah, that is correct, via Zoom. It says 6 o'clock
Thank
tonight
you.
Via Zoom.
Yep, 6 o'clock tonight via Zoom. And if you want more information on that, probably the best thing to do, since it is this evening, is to call our office, 440-984-7390. That's 440-984-7390. And either Mia or Rachel could help you get signed up for that neighbor night event. And that's a great, you know, we had a lot of success with that in Lorraine last year. We're doing it now in Elyria. So it's a great opportunity to be able to connect with the community and see how we can all work together to improve the community around us.
Mm-hmm. And for weather like we have right now, Zoom is the way to go, I would assume.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely makes the commute easier, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Before we let you go, let's talk about the Connect to a Cause. That's coming up, I was trying to count, 7 months from, right? September is when you normally have that, right?
Yeah, September 15th is going to be our next Connect to a Cause. And some of you may remember that last year for Connect to a Cause, we raised over $277,000 for 65 different organizations. We are in that period right now where the nonprofit organizations, big or small, that would like to participate in Connect to a Cause, this is the time now that they need to apply. So for any nonprofits that are interested in participating in Connect to a Cause, you can go to our website at peoplewhocare.org. And if you look under our initiatives, you'll find our Connect to a Cause page, and you can do that application process. We do ask that every participating organization has an endowment with the Community Foundation. Last year, 25%, a minimum of 25% of the monies raised went to each organization's endowment. Some organizations actually put everything into their endowment. And we do allow a little bit of extra time if you are an organization that doesn't yet have an endowment to create your endowment as part of that process. But we're really looking forward to growing the number of participating organizations this year and also growing our number of business champions that participated to help sponsor the event. Last year we had 23 business champions that helped support some of the matching funds that went to the nonprofits that participated in Connect to a Cause.
It's Connect to a Cause. peoplewhocare.org is where you can go to find out more about the Community Foundation. And one more thing, we want to, I guess, send some congratulations to your president and CEO, Cindy Andrews, being named, selected a Cleveland 500 honoree for her work as a visionary and a leader in the organizations.
Yes. Yeah, we are so proud of Cindy and so grateful to have her as our president and CEO. She does a lot of great work and has been a great leader to work with in the year and a half that I've been here. And I know we're looking forward to, I believe this was her second year getting that award. And, you know, we're looking forward to a lot of great things in the future coming down the pipeline.
Sounds good. Well, we'll talk again next month. We appreciate your time, Laura. We'll have a good day. And tomorrow we have Britt. So get Britt ready tomorrow to talk a little bit about the Toni Morrison Day along with the folks from the library. We'll be joining with her tomorrow around this time. Thank you.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, guys. Take care.
Bye-bye. Laura Malone joining us from the Community Foundation of Lorraine County. Again, peoplewhocare.org.